And you threaten.
What are you
doing? How old are my brothers and sisters? Very good. In the name of Allah, the all-wise, true, and living God, to whom all praise is due, whom we forever thank for giving us as our beloved leader and teacher here in North America today, was in the person of the most honorable and humble Elijah Muhammad. Brothers and sisters, we're happy to have you out today, and as you know, Minister Lewis, who just sat down, did a very wonderful job in trying to show you the importance of getting this magazine, and the reason we want you to have it is so that you will be able to see for yourself what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is doing. This magazine actually has within it the work that and the progress that we've made after following the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and it also offsets much of the present propaganda that has been turned loose against him by the enemies of your and my progress. And since we know that many of you have been exposed to the propaganda that has been turned loose here in America for the past 2 or 3 weeks, we would like you to do yourself a favor by getting this magazine and seeing for yourself what this great, bold, and wise black man is doing here in North America, and why his work and accomplishment is causing so much consternation among your and my enemy. And at the end of our meeting today, we're going to let you know that any of you and all of you who are able to see for yourself that the message of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is what the black man in America needs in order to come together in unity, and that his work is that which will put you and me on top, any of you who want to contribute to the progress and success of Mr. Muhammad's program, we want you to keep it in your mind that before we leave here today, you'll be given an opportunity to do so. We don't want you to think that we have come to teach you something and it costs you nothing. Anytime you get something for nothing, you'll absolutely get nowhere. But what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is doing today, he needs the help, the financial help of every black man, woman, and child in North America. Since he has so much opposition, and you see that opposition, you should be willing to back up and support a man who'll stick his head where you wouldn't stick your head. Do you understand? So keep that in mind, and at this time, I'd like to present to you the minister of Muhammad's Temple of Islam in Philadelphia and the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Minister Wallace D. Muhammad, who will open our meeting at this time. Assalamu alaikum. Brother Minister Wallace Muhammad is going to open with prayer in Arabic, and after in Arabic, he will explain it to you what it means. Assalamu alaikum.
Can we all stand now? Get that mic so you can be talking. I get it.
No?
With your hands outstretched in this manner, facing east, your hands outstretched in this manner, your feet at a 45-degree angle, your head slightly bowed, facing east, follow us silently in the Muslim prayer.
قل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم
be seated. You may be seated. Assalamu alaikum. In the name of Allah, the one true God, the beneficent, the merciful, to whom all praise is due for giving us a divine leader and teacher, the messenger of Allah, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We are thankful to Almighty God for being able to unite here today as brothers and sisters to hear more about the life-giving message to the darker people of America coming from our bold and honorable leader, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I've been given the honor, and I consider it a pleasure, to teach you in a short lecture more about the, I would say, religious side of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's teaching. Religion is a thing, a way of life that is as old as humanity itself. Almighty God, in the beginning, if there was a beginning of man, gave the first man the right religion or the right way of life. From this religious way of life came our political way of life and the social system or the society. God is the originator, and from him came all things that are beneficial to mankind. But today we seem to separate politics from religion, and education from religion, and social life from religion. But this is not the original way of our Creator, Almighty God. In the beginning, he was as a father to mankind, and he laid down for mankind everything he needed to give him a beautiful, peaceful, and well-protected life. So today, we would like to briefly go through the significance of the opening prayer, or the meaning of the opening prayer, and then we'll go into the history, I would say the religious history, of the messengers of God, and close it out with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad as being his messenger to the darker people of America today called Negroes. Yes, the prayer that I just recited in Arabic, the first portion of it was the Fatiha, which means in English, the opening. It is the first chapter of our holy book, the Holy Quran. Now remember that our book, the Holy Quran, it's a religious book, and it is the revelations of Almighty God to all of the prophets. Not one prophet, but all of the prophets. And not the revelations of one people or one nation, but the revelations of all of the people and all of the nations. We are taught in Islam that by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and that's what I would like to make known to you. I'm not a Muslim because an Arab came over here and taught me to be a Muslim. I'm not a Muslim because the Negroes wanted me to be a Muslim. I'm not a Muslim because the American white man wanted me to be a Muslim. I'm a Muslim because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad met God, and God gave him this way of life to give it to us, and I'm fortunate to be alive in his day and age to give this message. All praise be to Allah. And the reason why this chapter is the opening, because in this chapter, mankind asks God first for guidance. Since there are many paths in which mankind is walking in, some of these paths are contrary, are paths that lead mankind astray and not in the direction of God. So there is one path of Almighty God. And the Bible, I think, beautifully describes that path as being the straight and narrow path. Our praise is due to Allah. Anything that's straight and unique, you have to be straight and unique to follow that straight thing. Is that right? Our praise is due to Allah. Now, We ask in the prayer for Allah, we say, Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us on the right path. Al-lazina an'amta alayhim, which means the path of those upon whom you favored. Our praise is due to Allah. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim, not on the path of those who disobeyed you and walked astray from your path. Waladali, and not of those who go astray after you guide them. So in the prayer, we are asking God to guide us first. After He guide us, then protect us. Because the downfall of generations before our time was for this reason. After God had guided them and gave them what they needed to protect them in His straight path, then they let a sneaking whisper come into the path and whisper evil thoughts into their mind. And these evil thoughts led them out of the straight path of God. And then God had to send a reminder again to remind them of their mistakes. Is that right? So with the Muslims, religion is one. That religion is peaceful submission to the will of the Almighty God, the Creator. We don't say this is our religion. This is the religion of the Chinaman, the religion of the Indian, the religion of the African, the religion of the European, the religion of anybody who wants to accept this religion. And whether they accept this religion today or not, if we trace their ancestry, we will find deep back into history that at one time they were submitting to the will of one divine supreme being, and they were Muslim. Their religion was Islam. See, strange things that we hear sometimes confuses us. If you say, Mister, would you like to be a Muslim? He said, no, I don't want to be a Muslim, before he even considered what a Muslim is. But what is a Muslim? A Muslim is a person who willfully submit their will to the superior will, the will of Almighty God. Is that right? So there's nothing wrong with being a Muslim if you live up to the principles of Islam given by Almighty God to the Muslims. Pardon me. The messengers of God now. If they all came with the same religion, and we can easily see that, because they all came from the same source. If they were messengers of one God, then the message of that God should have been the same to all people. Is that right? If God give me a law and I'm a Chinaman, He should give the same law to the Negro, or to the African, or to the Indian, or to the European. Why? Because if I can walk out of Africa and run into a new law, I might get messed up. Is that right? But if I walk out of Africa into another country and I find the same law, I know how to live by it because this is the law of my land too. Is that right? All praise due to God. Now, from this we see that God is one, He never changes. Whenever He gives a law, that law remains the same. The principles of the religion remain the same throughout the ages. We are taught in the Holy Quran that there never was a people that God refused to give a guide to. Says that Allah, meaning the one true God, He sends a guide to every man and every woman, to every people and every nation, no matter where they are on this earth. That's the God that believes in freedom, justice, and equality. But if a God will choose one people and give all of His messengers and all of His messages and revelation to that people and refuse revelations to the other people, then we can't say He is a just God. Is that right? So we don't represent the God of Israel. We don't represent the God of Egypt or the God of China. We represent the God of the world. We call Him Rabbil Alameen, which means the Lord over all the world, which means the, not in the large sense that some people understand it, but in this sense, the nourisher, the creator. After He created, then He nourished what He created into the best shape or into perfection. Then after bringing it into perfection, laid down definite laws, positive laws, for His creation to live by. And this law is a protection for His creation. If His creation follow these laws, they will always be protected and they will never have to cry for freedom, justice, and equality. But it seems as though someone neglected the powerful laws of God, and now today there are many subjected people crying for freedom, crying for justice, and crying for equality. All praise is due to Allah, the best knower. We are taught as Muslims that everything God orders us to do
is not a rose on his chest, or a medal on him, but it is a rose on our garments, and it is a medal on us. In other words, the orders of God benefits us and not God. Some people consider the way of God a burden. They say, pick up the burden of Christ and walk on, little children. But look at here, God didn't come to burden anybody. He came to take the burden off. Is that right? All praise be to God. So today, we would like to know the straight way of God, the true way of God. We want to know what Jesus taught. You know, any time a race, a nation of people will discriminate in textbooks, well, you can expect for them to discriminate in religious books. Is that right? I'm careful, you know. I have to be careful in this world. All praises due to Allah. So we are taught, that God gave his religion to Adam, to Abraham, to Noah, to Moses, to Lot, to Jesus, and to Muhammad ibn Abdullah, and also to Elijah Muhammad. Now, we get big arguments when we say that, but we're going to say it anyway, because Muhammad ibn Abdullah, he got a big argument when he said it. Jesus got a big argument when he said it. Moses, he got a big argument when he said it. So we expect a big argument. Is that right? All praise be to Allah. Now, what is politics? Politics is a science that protects the citizens or the subjects of a government. Is that right? That's a protection for the politician. He's the protector for the other people who haven't learned this political science. Is that right? All praise be to Allah. Now, Almighty God established great politicians in the land. And today, the world, if they study the history of these men, they will learn that they were great politicians. So what I'm trying to tell you, you don't have to walk out of the church to get an equal break in the White House, or to get an equal break in the government of America. You can do it right in the church. The only thing you need is the right instructions, or the true revelations of God. Now, where did Elijah Muhammad, this Negro, as the world called him? Many of them are so bitter against Negroes, they call him plain nigger.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right?
But we ignore that, because we know the actions of niggers. Is that right? So we'll just ignore that. Now, where did this man get this power from that is uniting Negroes, making them to love and respect themselves and their kind? Where did he get this power from that is enabling him to set up businesses for the Negroes, enabling him to combat with the wise politicians who would like to stand on the neck of the Negro? Now, where did this Negro, as we call him, from Georgia, with only 4 years of grade school education, where did he get this knowledge of politics? Some of us may say, oh, he's not a politician. But if he's not a politician, I say, where did he get this following? Where did he get all these people, the back end, in the North and in the South, and all over the United States of America, if he's not a politician? If he's not a politician, then why is the politician hollering and crying? So, not only Elijah Muhammad stands up in the land. Some people say he's ignorant, he's illiterate. He's not an educator. If he's not an educator, then why is he troubling the educator? All praises be to Allah. Some people say, well, a man don't know nothing about society. He's a fool. He can't better our society. Why is the society trying? Why are they trembling? Why are they trying to use everything as a weapon to fight against this man? He must know something about the society. All praise be to Allah. So today, this little man, insignificant man, meek and sheepish looking man, have met with a superior power, the all-knowing power. Oh, I can't believe that. Well, just study yourself, brother, and you'll come to the conclusion that that Negro met with a power more superior to the power that we know of. Is that right? Oh, praise be to Allah. Because of him,
Now I love myself. I respect myself. And I don't even consider this Wallace myself. This is only a small atom speck of myself. Myself is every black man and woman, every black child looking like myself. Is that right? That's myself.
All praise be to God.
So that for the first time, a Negro know himself, love himself, respects himself, and is willing, out of the love of God, to protect himself with his blood, with his brain, with his voice, with every muscle in his body. Is that right? All praise be to God. So because I know myself so well, all praise be to Allah. Because I know myself so well, I love myself. Is that right? And because I love myself so much, I don't want nobody mistreating myself. Is that right? All praise be to Allah. So the cry of Muhammad's followers to God is a cry of something for self. Say, God, if you have a Bible for the Negro, send it up. But it is not for the Negro to turn his back. All praise be to Allah. All praise be to Allah. The best knower. Is that right? God is the best knower. You know, we can jump up here and say what we know all night long and never get anywhere. But once we come to a conclusion on what God knows, brother, we'll get somewhere. All praise be to Allah. So we find the messengers of God being great politicians. Look at Moses. He was a religious man sent by God. He was sent to contend with the great ruler of the land, a master of the land, is that right? Pharaoh and the mighty Egyptians, who were well schooled and trained in warfare, is that right? All praise due to Allah. And who thought themselves the best educators, and they thought they were the best politicians. But when this little Moses came up there in the land and began to speak the words of God, he troubled the Egyptians. He troubled old Pharaoh, who had presented himself to the world as God. Look at that man got so much knowledge out of the chemical laboratories and out of the political science until he thought he was no more on the level of human beings. He thought he was God. And old big, brave, bad Pharaoh, he stood up and he told Moses to get out of my face. The God you represent is not God. I, Pharaoh, is God of this land. Is that right? And he had his magicians around there and his big doctors all around there to back him up. But Moses, with his teaching of love, his teachings of unity, his teachings of salvation for the subjected Hebrews, with these things, plus a knowledge of science, he gathered the people together and troubled old Pharaoh. Why? Because Pharaoh lived off of the ignorance of the Hebrews. Is that right? That was the protection for Pharaoh, the ignorance of the Hebrews and the disunity of the Hebrews. Is that right? By them being divided and ignorant of Pharaoh and his way of life, they were an easy prey for Pharaoh and the Egyptians. But once God, the all-knowing one, now remember this, God is the all-knowing one. He knows your enemy, he knows your friend. Is that right? He knows what is hidden, and he knows what is out in the open. Is that right? Now, if something is troubling you, if it's in the opening, God knows it. If it's hidden, God knows it. Is that right? So if you ever can reach that source of knowledge, then you can ask it, God, where is the obstacle that I've been tripping over? He can point it out to you. And you will walk around it. You won't trip over it no more. Is that right? God, where is that enemy that have been misleading me and corrupting my life? He knows where the enemy is. He can point him out to you. And you can avoid him. Is that right? Now look, if God is that mighty and powerful, don't you know your enemy, if it be an individual or if it be a race, don't you know his sole desire is to keep you from that source of knowledge? Is that right? So, the most dangerous thing in the world to a slave master or to a people who would like to keep other people under their foot is God Almighty. Once they reach God, then all the problems are settled. Is that right? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad
is a man who met God, not in a dream, not in a vision, but in the reality. All praise is due to Allah. Going further into this, I would like to say this, that we are not a people who discriminates. We are not a people who hates. We are a people who love first. And because of our great love for ourselves, we hate those who hurt ourselves. Is that right? We are not a people who would like to discriminate and segregate. But if someone else has already discriminated, then in order to get integrated in God's way, we must also discriminate. Is that right? All praise be to Allah. I don't see how the world can blame a Negro for segregation. I can't see that. That's a joke. That's a big universal joke. All praise be to Allah. Now I would like to go on through the beautiful prayer service in Islam that I have learned from a Negro who didn't ask for it. It was given to him, you know. Everything that we have, we ask for it or beg for it. But here is a so-called Negro named Elijah. He didn't ask for anything. Somebody loved him so well and loved us so well until he just walked up and gave him something. And that's something they gave him. Boy, oh boy. Oh, sugar. Yeah. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, say a Negro don't need exercise. A Negro don't need to be taught to love the ancient people of the world. A Negro don't need to be taught love of his enemy, because he has been a good and willing servant of his enemy and everybody else's enemy for nearly 400 years. All praise due to Allah. So because we have loved everybody else and everything else, we have neglected ourselves. So now this leader is from God, and he must be a just leader. He can't be a man that tell me to go do the same thing I've been doing all the time and haven't been making any progress. You know, when common things fail to give me progress, then I need something strange. Is that right? Oh, praise be to Allah. That's right. The best weapon in the hand of a Negro is a strange weapon. Because the world knows about these common weapons, these everyday weapons, is that right? They have the jump on us. They have been trained for years, for hundreds and thousands of years, with the weapons we know. We need a new weapon, a strange weapon. We need a new pistol that the other people have to learn how to fire. You know what I mean? Something strange. And look at it, it's a strange weapon. We don't know how to use it. Then the Negro, every time he needs it, he can pick it up and boom. Is that right? All crazy people are up. So I thank God for blessing me and my kind with a weapon. I know it's a weapon because all the enemies are shaking. See, when you don't have a weapon, your enemy don't shake. That's right. And the secret man come and he don't see a gun in your hand, he don't shake. But if he start going in his pocket, he'd be a 45 in his face, he in the shake. Is that right? So if the world is shaking, I know why. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad's God has blessed us with a weapon. All praises due to Allah. And we're going to use it. But not as a hater. All praises due to Allah. But we're going to use it to administrate love in the land. All praises due to Allah. So he has stood me upright for the first time. He has connected me with my brothers and sisters of the Far East, the Middle East, the Near East, North, West, and South for the first time. And the world is nervous because they know when brothers come together, that's power. All praise be to Allah. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad say, everything that God ordered us to do is something to help keep us in good shape and in good condition to carry on the works of God. The best work is the work of God. Is that right? And how do you know the work of God? The work of God is a work that benefits you, your kind, in every way. The work that tears down you and your kind, brother, is not the work of Almighty God. All praises due to Allah. Now, going through this prayer briefly, I won't take up much time.
Yes, sir.
Now, Elijah Muhammad say, this Islam, according to the Holy Quran, is not a new religion. It didn't come with Muhammad ibn Abdullah. But Muhammad ibn Abdullah was the blessed servant of God to deliver this message to a dark world who had refused to live by this way of life. So every time the people go astray from the life that gives us complete submission to God, then God sends his messenger. The Holy Quran says he sends him as a reminder and as a warning. What does that mean? Not with a new thing to establish in the land, but to remind them of the thing that God gave them in the beginning and warn them against going astray from that thing. All praises due to Allah. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad say, Negro, get up off your knees.
Yes.
Stop slopping in the streets.
Right.
Stop slumbering in the pool pit.
Right.
Stop wallowing in the filth of the land.
Right.
But stand up as a respectable man before God as you stand up before the judges of the land. And show him that he is the judge over all judges.
That's right.
And after the judges come to their conclusion, this conclusion.
Yes.
Is that right? All praises be to Allah. So he said, you don't need to dance and shake through the prayer service. Just stand up and go through the steps ordered to us by the divine supreme being. He said, raise your hand up and call out to the east, the land of the prophets. Many people don't know that. Every time God got ready to get a man to do anything, where did he go? To the Middle East. Moses was from the Middle East. Jesus was from the Middle East. David was from the Middle East. All of them was from the Middle East. Now that tells me that God loved the Middle East. If he didn't, he wouldn't have dug in that land to get his goodness out of it for the people. Is that right?
Oh, praise be to God.
When I wake up in the morning, out of the night, Almighty God shows me the way. The sun is facing me right in the east. Is that right? All praise due to Allah. And the holy house of God, an old house, established long years, many years ago by Abraham and his son, called the Kaaba. Even the Bible speaks of this house. A house with four humble walls. Is that right? It's in Exodus, I think. All praise due to Allah. And it speaks of the stone inside that house. An unhewn stone. Is that right? All praise due to Allah. A holy house that Abraham set up for the people in his day and time. Abraham was a fighter, and he fought against idols. The tribes was of many numbers, and they had put their idol god into the holy house of Almighty God, the one true God. They were calling God Elah, which means just plain God. They say, well, the Greek God, he say his God is God, but we know his God is not God. The Indian, he say his false God is God. The Chinaman, he say his Buddha is God. Is that right? Some men put up themselves as God. Is that right? So, through the straight teachings of Almighty God, the Muslims found a better word. They say in the beginning there was one true God. But since now man has fashioned many false gods, we need to stop using the same old name. Because we might call on God and the false God might stand. So we need to let the false God know who we're talking to by calling on the one true God with all of the divine attributes of the Almighty, with every word of beauty describing his character. Is that right? So they say Allah is his name. All praises due to Allah.